Police in Connecticut are strengthening security at the Capitol building in Hartford after warnings from the FBI about armed threats to state houses across the country.
Our state police, working with their national counterparts and working on a regional basis, are tracking the social media very, very carefully. We'll be ready, but I have a high degree of confidence that Connecticut's going to stay peaceful.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says he is limited in how much he can share about security preparations.
But his chief of staff says the governor is receiving daily security updates from the FBI and that the Connecticut National Guard is ready to deploy to Washington, D.C. if they're needed at the U.S. Capitol. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region.
Coming up, New Yorkers overwhelm the state's vaccine website, an update on federal bailout for local governments, and Cuomo really digs the arts. I'm Charles Lane.
And I'm Desiree DiOrio.
The rollout of the next phase of New York's COVID-19 vaccination plan continued to experience glitches this week. Websites for New Yorkers over the age of 75 to sign up for the vaccine are overwhelmed and not always working. This has Republican lawmakers vocal in their criticisms, saying that the Cuomo administration was unprepared. Senate Minority Leader Robert Ort said he and other senators were getting phone calls all day from constituents complaining about the state's vaccination website not working properly.
It's harder for people to believe you can fix these larger systemic issues when you can't do small things right.
The Democratic Majority Leader of the Senate, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, is also expressing concerns.
Vaccine rollout, as we know, has been extremely disappointing.
Stewart Cousins says Democratic senators have requested and received briefings from the state health department and are encouraged that more sites will be opening soon. But she says more needs to be done. The state health department announced a new centralized hotline to help ease the confusion. And the department also said that beginning this Friday, large mass vaccination sites at SUNY campuses and other locations will conduct walk-in clinics. Appointments are still necessary. Both Connecticut and New York are expanding their vaccine eligibility to include people 65 and older in accordance with CDC guidelines.
U.S. Senator Charles Schumer of New York says he will prioritize a COVID-19 state and local aid package as incoming Senate Majority Leader. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Schumer and fellow Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York co-sponsored a bill last year to help municipalities pay for essential services like firefighters and garbage collection and recoup lost income during the pandemic. But the bill didn't come up for a vote in the Republican-controlled Senate. Schumer blamed outgoing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
It's absolutely ridiculous that state and local aid isn't a more bipartisan issue in D.C. when there's an outcry from governors, mayors, county officials, from both parties, from all around.
Schumer and Gillibrand say they'll reintroduce the bill under the new Democratic-controlled Senate. And Gillibrand says the Senate will try to pass a third large COVID-19 relief package within the first weeks of the Biden administration. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Coming up, Cuomo focused on the arts in his second State of the State address. That's after headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
The Long Island Regional Health Equity Task Force had its first strategy meeting on how to get the vaccine into Black and Latinx communities. The trouble will be, they say, getting people to vaccination centers at churches, community centers, and public housing authorities in neighborhoods without access to pharmacies or hospitals.
On Long Island, the seven-day COVID-19 positivity rate decreased to 9.1%. The rest of New York is down to 7.2%. The seven-day positivity rate in Connecticut increased to 7.1%.
UConn's men's basketball team will not play a home game against Villanova on Friday. Villanova entered a COVID-19-related pause last week after two new positive test results among players. Connecticut health officials have given the go-ahead to start high school winter sports on January 19th, with games as early as February.
Lester Young Jr. is the first African-American to become chancellor of the New York State Board of Regents since its founding in 1784. The 73-year-old former Brooklyn educator was elected chancellor unanimously by the 17-member board. Young has served as a regent member since 2008 and has more than 50 years of public service as an educator.
Connecticut has seen a huge drop in traffic tickets between 2019 and 2020. Data show that 2020 finished with about 74,000 tickets issued since March, down from 216,000 during the same period last year. Police from around the state have attributed the drop to both the coronavirus pandemic and the police accountability law. Several police union leaders said officers were stepping back from proactive traffic enforcement because parts of the new law limit vehicle searches.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo detailed his plans to use rapid COVID-19 testing to reopen restaurants, theaters, and arts venues, even before most New Yorkers are vaccinated. Karen DeWitt has more.
Cuomo says the New York State Council on the Arts will begin sponsoring pop-up performances as early as February with 150 artists in outdoor venues like state parks.
We cannot wait until summer to turn the lights back on for the arts and provide a living wage for artists.
The governor says as the pandemic has dragged on, too many artists have been out of work for too long. He says a study by the National Endowment for the Arts found 52% of actors, 55% of dancers, and 27% of musicians were out of work in September of 2020. The governor plans to install rapid testing sites outside the events, as well as near some indoor venues, so that Broadway and other theaters can eventually reopen and restaurants could allow more indoor diners. But he warns that even with these efforts, it's not likely the economy and culture will go back to what it once was after the pandemic subsides.
The reality is not all businesses will reopen, and not all jobs are coming back as they were. Some of the changes we have seen this year will be permanent, and other changes preview new realities we have not even considered.
The governor is also calling on philanthropic organizations, including the Mellon Foundation, to steer funds to community arts groups. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare.
Thanks for listening. WSHU depends on listeners to give us news tips and to share our stories. You can also help us by becoming a member. I'm Desiree DiOrio.
And I'm Charles Lane. We'll be back tomorrow.